there. It is I, Arthur, son of Uther Pendragon from the castle of Camelot, king of the Britons, defeater of the Saxons, sovereign of all England. Pull the other one. I am, and this is my trusty servant Patsy. We have ridden the length and breadth of the land in search of knights who will join me in my court at Camelot. I must speak with your lord and master.
What, ridden on a horse?
Yes.
You're using coconuts.
What?
You've got 2 empty halves of coconut and you're banging them together.
So? We have ridden since the snows of winter covered this land. Through the kingdom of Mercia, through...
Where'd you get the coconuts?
We found them.
Found them? In Mercia, the coconut's tropical.
What do you mean?
Well, this is a temperate zone.
The swallow may fly south with the sun, or the house martin or the plover may seek warmer climes in winter, yet these are not strangers to our land.
Are you suggesting coconuts migrate?
Not at all. They could be carried.
What? A swallow carrying a coconut?
It could grip it by the husk.
It's not a question of where he grips it. It's a simple question of weight ratios. A 5-ounce bird could not carry a 1-pound coconut.
Well, it doesn't matter. Will you go and tell your master that Arthur from the court of Camelot is here?
Listen, in order to maintain airspeed velocity, a swallow needs to beat its wings 43 times every second, right?
Please!
Am I right?
I'm not interested.
It could be carried by an African swallow.
Oh, yeah, an African swallow may be, but not a European swallow, that's my point.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Will you ask your master if he wants to join my court at Camelot?
But then, of course, African swallows are non-migratory.
Oh, yeah.
So they couldn't bring a coconut back anyway.
Wait a minute. Supposing 2 swallows carried it together.
No, they just have it on a line.
Well, simple. They just use a strand of creeper.
What, held under the dorsal guiding feathers?
Well, why not?
Bring out your dead. 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 Bring out your dead.
Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What?
Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He said he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulations.
I don't want to go on the cart.
Oh, don't be such a baby.
I can't take him.
I feel fine.
Well, do us a favour.
I can't.
Well, can you hang around a couple of minutes? He won't be long.
No, I've got to go to Robinson's. They've lost 9 today.
Well, when's your next run?
Thursday.
I think I'll go for a walk.
You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look, isn't there something you can do?
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Oh, thanks very much.
Not at all.
See you on Thursday.
Right, all right.
Who's that then?
I don't know.
Must be a king.
Why?
He hasn't got shit all over him.
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would
hear... Please, please, good people, I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who do you think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how do you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords, is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up, will you? Shut up!
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system. Help, help, I'm being repressed, bloody peasant.
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh?
That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
You fight with the strength of many men, Sir Knight. I am Arthur, King of the Britons. I seek the finest and the bravest knights in the land to join me in my court at Camelot. You have proved yourself worthy. Will you join me? You make me sad. So be it. Come, Patsy.
None shall pass.
What?
None shall pass.
I have no quarrel with you, good Sir Knight, but I must cross this bridge.
Then you shall die.
I command you. as King of the Britons to stand aside.
I move for no man.
So be it. Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've had worse.
You liar.
Come on, you pansy.
Victory is mine.
We thank thee, Lord, that in thy mercy...
Come on, then. What?
How at you?
You are indeed brave tonight, but the fight is mine.
Oh, had enough, eh?
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
Just a flesh wound.
Look, stop that!
Chicken!
Chicken! Look, I'll have your leg. Right!
Right, I'll do you for that.
You're what?
Come here!
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible!
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs! How about you?
Come on, then.
Oh. All right. We call it a draw.
Come, Patsy.
Oh, I see. Running away, eh? You yellow bastard! Come back here and take what's coming to you! I'll bite your legs off!
Fie Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem. Fie Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem. Fie Jesu Domine, dona
may we burn her?
Burn her!
Who do you know she is a witch?
She looks like one!
Bring her forward.
I'm not a witch, I'm not a witch.
But you are dressed as one.
They dressed me up like this. And this isn't my nose, it's a false one.
Well?
Well, we did do the nose.
The nose?
And the hat. But she's a witch.
Did you dress her up like this?
No.
Yes, a bit.
She has got a wart.
What makes you think she's a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt.
A newt?
I got better.
Burn her anyway!
There are ways of telling whether she is a witch.
Hola! Well, they tell her!
Tell me, what do you do with witches?
Burn!
And what do you burn apart from witches?
All witches!
Wood! So, why do witches burn?
Because they're made of wood.
Good!
Oh, yeah. So, how do we tell whether she is made of wood?
Build a bridge out of her!
Ah, but can you not also make bridges out of stone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does a wood sink in water?
No, no.
No, it floats. It floats.
Throw her into the pond.
What also floats in water?
Bread.
Apples.
Very small rocks.
Cider.
A great gravy.
Cherries.
Mud.
Churches. Churches.
Lead. Lead.
A duck.
Exactly. So, logically,
if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood.
And therefore...
A witch!
A witch! A witch! A
witch! We shall use my larger scales.
Who are you? Who are so wise in the ways of science?
I am Arthur, King of the Britons.
My liege.
Good Sir Knight, will you come with me to Camelot and join us at the Round Table?
My liege, I would be honored.
What is your name?
Bedivere, my liege.
Then I dub you Sir Bedivere, Knight of the Round Table.
The wise Sir Bedivere was the first to join King Arthur's knights, but other illustrious names were soon to follow. Sir Lancelot, the brave. Sir Galahad, the pure. And Sir Robin, the not quite so brave as Sir Lancelot, who had nearly fought the Dragon of Angnor, who had nearly stood up to the vicious Chicken of Bristol, and who had personally wet himself at the Battle of Badon Hill, and the aptly named Sir not appearing in this film. Together they formed a band whose names and deeds were to be retold throughout the centuries, the Knights of the Round Table.
End of that, my liege, is how we know the earth to be banana shaped.
This new learning amazes me, Sir Bedivere.
Explain again how sheep's bladders may be employed to prevent earthquakes.
Certainly, sir.
Look, my liege!
Camelot.
Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance whenever we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, we put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and Spamalot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more than table. So many times we give them rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're not so bad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
I have to push the pram a lot.
On second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Of the Britons. Oh, don't grovel. One thing I can't stand is people groveling.
Sorry.
And don't apologize. Every time I try to talk to someone, it's sorry this and forgive me that, and I'm not worthy. What are you doing now?
I'm averting my eyes, oh Lord.
Well, don't. It's like those miserable psalms. They're so depressing. Now knock it off.
Yes, Lord.
Right. Arthur, King of the Britons, your knights of the Round Table shall have a task to make them an example in these dark times.
Good idea, O Lord.
Of course it's a good idea. Behold, Arthur, this is the Holy Grail. Look well, Arthur, for it is your sacred task to seek this Grail. That is your purpose, Arthur. The quest for the Holy Grail.
A blessing from the Lord.
God be praised.
And these are my knights of the Round Table. Whose castle is this?
This is the castle of my master, Guido Lombard.
Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest. If he will give us food and shelter for the night, he can join us in our quest for the Holy Grail.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll be very keen. He's already got one, you see.
What?
He says they've already got one.
Are you sure he's got one?
Oh, yes, it's very nice, sir.
I told him we already got one.
Well, can we come up and have a look?
Of course not. You are English type, sir.
Well, what are you, then?
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
What are you doing in England?
Mind your own business.
If you will not show us the Grail, we shall take your castle by force.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
What a strange person.
Now look here, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No. Now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time.
Now, this is your last chance.
I've been more than reasonable. Fetch in a mash.
What? Fetch in a mash.
If you do not agree to my commands, then I shall...
Right.
George!
Tear them apart.
No.
Sir, I have a plan, sir.
C'est un lapin, un lapin de bois.
Quoi?
Un cadeau.
What?
A present.
Oh, un cadeau.
Oui, oui, allons-y.
What?
Let's go.
Oh.
What happens now?
Well, now, Lancelot, Galahad and I wait until nightfall and then leap out of the rabbit, taking the French by surprise. Not only by surprise, but totally unarmed.
Who leaps out?
Lancelot, Galahad, and I. Leap out of the rabbit, and, look, if we built this large wooden badger...
Picture for schools, take 8.
Action!
Defeat at the castle seems to have utterly disheartened King Arthur. The ferocity of the French taunting took him completely by surprise, and Arthur became convinced that a new strategy was required if the quest for the Holy Grail were to be brought to a successful conclusion. Arthur, having consulted his closest knights, decided that they should separate and search for the Grail individually. Now this is what they did.
Tale of Sir Robin. So each of the knights went their separate ways. Sir Robin rode north through the dark forest of Ewing, accompanied by his favorite minstrels.
Bravely bold Sir Robin rode forth from Camelot. He was not afraid to die, oh brave Sir Robin. He was not at all afraid to be killed in nasty ways. Brave, 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 brave Sir Robin. He was not in the least bit scared to be mashed into a pulp, or to have his eyes gouged out and his elbows broken, to have his kneecaps split and his body burned away, and his limbs all hacked and mangled, brave Sir Robin. His head smashed in and his heart cut out and his liver removed and his bowels unplugged and his nostrils raped and his bottom burnt off and his penis...
That's enough music for now, lads. Looks like there's dirty work afoot.
Oh, is a way of preserving freedom.
Oh, dear, forget about freedom. Never got that much.
Hold! Who are you?
He is brave Sir Robin, brave Sir Robin.
Shut up! Nobody really. Just passing through.
What do you want?
To fight and...
Shut up! Nothing really. Just to pass through, good sir knight?
I'm afraid not.
Well, actually, I am a knight of the round table.
You're a knight of the round table?
I am.
In that case, I shall have to kill you.
Shall I?
Oh, I don't think so.
What do I think?
I think kill it.
Oh, let's be nice to him.
Oh, shut up.
And you.
Oh, quick, get the sword out. I want to cut his head off.
Oh, cut your own head off.
Yes,
do us all a favour.
What? Yapping on all the time.
You're lucky you're not next to him.
What do you mean?
You snore.
Oh, I don't. Anyway, you've got bad breath.
Well, it's only because you don't brush my teeth.
Oh, stop bitching and let's go and have tea.
Go, all right.
We'll kill him first and then have tea and biscuits.
Yes. Oh, not biscuits. All right, not biscuits,
but let's kill him anyway.
Right.
He's buggered off.
So he has, he's scarpered.
Brave Sir Robin ran away.
No!
Bravely ran away.
I didn't.
When danger reared its ugly head, he bravely turned his tail and
fell. No!
Brave Sir Robin turned about.
I didn't.
He chickened out, bravely taking
two. I never did.
He beat a very brave retreat.
Oh, Lord!
Brave Sir Robin.
I never...
Pie Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem.
Help!
Pie Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem.
The Tale of Sir Galahad.
Keepers of the Holy Grail?
The what?
The Grail. It is here.
Oh, but you are tired, and you must rest a while. Midget, Crapper.
Yes, Azoot?
Prepare a bed for our guest.
Oh, thank you.
Away, Varlatessy. The beds here are warm and soft, and very, very big.
Well, look, I...
What is your name, handsome knight?
Sir Galahad. The chaste.
Mine is Zoot. Just Zoot. Oh, but come.
No, please. In God's name, show me the Grail.
Oh, you have suffered much. You are delirious.
No, look, I have seen it. It is here.
Sir Galahad, you would not be so ungallant as to refuse our hospitality.
Well, I don't.
Oh, I'm afraid our life must seem very dull and quiet compared to yours. We are but 80 young blondes and brunettes, all between 16 and 19 and a half, cut off in this castle with no one to protect us. Oh, it is a lonely life. Bathing, dressing, undressing, making exciting underwear. We are just not used to handsome nights. Nay, come, you may lie here. Oh, but you are wounded.
No, it's nothing.
Oh, you must see the doctors immediately. No, please, lie down. Well, what seems to be the trouble?
They're doctors?
They have a basic medical training, yes. Oh, come, you must try to rest. Dr. Piglet, Dr. Winston, practice your art. Try to relax.
Are you sure that's absolutely necessary?
Well, examine you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Please, we are doctors.
No, it cannot be. I am sure that you have to
be. Back to your bed, son.
Torment me no longer. I have seen the Grail.
No Grail here.
I have seen it.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello.
Zoot!
No, I am Zoot's identical twin sister, Dingo.
Well, excuse me.
Where are you going?
I seek the Grail. I have seen it here in this castle.
No. Oh, no. Bad Zoot.
What is it?
Oh, wicked, bad, naughty Zoot. She has been setting a light to our beacon, which I've just remembered is Grail-shaped. It's not the first time we've had this problem.
It's not the real Grail.
Oh, wicked, bad, naughty, evil Zoot. Oh, she is a bad person and must pay the penalty. Do you think the scene should have been cut? We were so worried when the boys were writing it. But now we're glad. It's better than some of the previous scenes, I think.
At least ours was better visually.
At least ours was committed. It wasn't just a string of pussy jokes.
Get on with it.
Yes, get on with it!
Oh, I am enjoying this scene.
Get on with it!
Oh, wicked Zoot! She must pay the penalty. And here in Castle Anthrax, we have but one punishment for setting light the Grail-shaped beacon. You must tie her down on a bed and spank her.
It's a spanking!
You must spank her well, and after you have spanked her, you may deal with her as you like. And then, spank me.
And spank me?
And me?
And me?
Yes. Yes, you must give us all a good spanking. And after the spanking, the oral sex.
Oh, the oral sex!
Well, I could stay a bit longer.
Together.
Oh, hello.
Quick!
What?
Quick!
Why?
You're in great peril.
No, he isn't.
Silence, foul temptress!
But you've got the point.
Come on, we will cover your escape. Look, I'm fine!
Come on!
I can tackle this lot single-handed.
Yes, let me tackle it single-handed.
Yes, let me tackle it single-handed. Down! No, really, honestly, I can cope. I can handle this lot easily.
Oh, yes, second-handed.
No, quick! I can defeat them. It's only 150 of them.
Oh, yes, you'll beat them easily. We haven't a chance.
We were in the nick of time. You were in great peril.
I don't think I was.
Yes, you were. You were in terrible peril.
Look, let me go back in there and face the peril.
No, it's too perilous.
My duty as a knight sample as much peril as I can.
No, we've got to find the Holy Grail. Come on.
Oh, let me have just a little bit of peril.
No, it's unhealthy.
Bet you're gay.
No, I'm not.
Sir Lancelot had saved Sir Galahad from almost certain temptation, but they were still no nearer the Grail. Meanwhile, King Arthur and Sir Bedivere, not more than a swallow's flight away, had discovered something. Oh, that's an unladen swallow's flight, obviously. I mean, there were more than two laden swallow's flights away. Four, really, if they had a coconut on a line between them. I mean, if the birds were walking and dragging... Oh, anyway, on to scene 24, which is a smashing scene with some lovely acting, in which Arthur discovers a vital clue, in which there aren't any swallows, though I think you can hear a starling.
And this enchanter of whom you speak, he has seen the Grail? Where does he live? Old man, where does he live?
He knows of a cave. A cave which no man has entered.
And the Grail? The Grail is there?
There is much danger. For beyond the cave lies the gorge of eternal peril, which no man has ever crossed.
But the Grail? Where is the Grail?
Seek you the Bridge of Death.
The Bridge of Death which leads to the Grail?
The
same!
Poor beast!
We are the keepers of the sacred words! Ni-peng and ni-wom!
Those who hear them seldom live to tell the tale.
The knights who say ni demand a sacrifice.
knights of Ni. We are but simple travelers who seek the enchanter who lives beyond these woods.
We shall say Ni again to you if you do not appease us.
Well, what is it you want?
We want a shrubbery.
A what? Please, please, no more. We will find you a shrubbery.
You must return here with a shrubbery, or else you will never pass through this wood alive.
Oh, knights of Ni, you are just and fair, and we will return with a shrubbery.
One that looks nice.
Of course.
And not too expensive.
Yes.
Now, go!
Tale of Sir Lancelot.
One day, lad, all this will be yours.
What, the curtains?
No, not the curtains, lad. All that you can see stretched out over the hills and valleys of this land. That'll be your kingdom, lad.
Mother.
Father, lad, father.
Father, I don't want any of that.
Listen, lad, I built this kingdom up from nothing. When I started here, all I was swamp. Well, the king said I was daft to build a castle on the swamp. But I built it all the same, just to show them. They sank into the swamp. So, I built a second one. That sank into the swamp. So I built a third one. That burned down, fell over, then sank into the swamp. But the fourth one stayed up. And that's what you're going to get, lad. The strongest castle in these isles.
But I don't want any of that. I'd rather...
Rather what?
I'd rather... just...
Stop that, stop that.
You're not going into a song while I'm here.
Now, listen, lad. In 20 minutes, you're getting married to a girl whose father owns the biggest tracts of open land in Britain.
But I don't want land.
Listen, Alice.
Herbert.
We live on a bloody swamp. We need all the land we can get.
But I don't like her.
Don't like her? What's wrong with her? She's beautiful, she's rich, she's got huge tracts of land.
I know, but I want the girl that I marry to have a certain special son.
Cut that out, cut that out. Look, you're marrying Princess Lucky, so you better get used to the idea. God! Make sure the prince doesn't leave this room until I come and get him.
Not to leave the room, even if you come and get him.
No, no. Until I come and get him.
Until you come and get him, we're not to enter the room.
No, no. You stay in the room and make sure he doesn't leave.
And you'll come and get him.
Right.
We don't need to do anything apart from just stop him entering the room.
No, no. Leaving the room.
Leaving the room, yes.
All right?
Back. Right. Oh, if
look, it's quite simple. You just stay here and make sure he doesn't leave the room. All right?
Jack. Oh, I remember. Can he leave the room with us?
No. You just keep him in here and make sure...
Oh, yes, we'll keep him in here, obviously. But if he had to leave, and we weren't with him...
Just keep him in here...
Until you or anyone else...
No, not anyone else, just me.
Just you.
Get back.
Get back.
Right?
Right, we'll stay here until you get back.
And make sure he doesn't leave.
What?
Make sure he doesn't leave.
The prince?
Yes, make sure he doesn't leave.
Oh, yes, of course. I thought you meant him. You know, it seemed a bit daft me having to guard him when he's a guard.
Is that clear?
Oh, quite clear. No problems.
Right. Where are you going?
We're coming with you.
No, no, I want you to stay here and make sure he doesn't leave.
Oh, I see. Right.
But, father...
Shut your noise, you, and get that suit on. And no singing! Oh, go and get a glass of water.
Taken, Concord.
Thank you, sir. Most kind.
And again. Over we go. Good, steady. And now, the big one. Come on, Concord.
Message for you, sir.
Concord. Concord, speak to me.
To whoever finds this note, I have been imprisoned by my father, who wishes me to marry against my will. Please, please, please come and rescue me. I am in the tall tower of Swamp Castle at last. A call, a cry of distress. This could be the sign that leads us to the Holy Grail. Brave, brave Concord, you shall not have died in vain.
I'm not quite dead, sir.
Well, you shall not have been mortally wounded in vain.
I think I could pull through, sir.
Oh, I see.
Actually, I think I'm all right to come with you.
No, no, sweet Concord, stay here. I will send help as soon as I've accomplished a daring and heroic rescue in my own particular...
Idiom, sir?
Idiom.
No, I feel fine, actually.
Farewell, sweet Concord.
I'll just stay here then, shall I, sir?
Morning.
Oh,
Oh,
fair one. Behold your humble servant, Sir Lancelot of Camelot. I've come to take you. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
You got my note!
I got a note.
You've come to rescue me! I knew someone would. I knew that somewhere out there, there must be someone. Oh, stop that!
Stop it! Who are you?
I'm your son.
No, not you. I'm Sir Lancelot, sir.
He's come to rescue me, father.
Well, let's not jump at conclusions.
Did you kill all those guards?
Yes. Sorry.
They cost £50 each.
Well, I'm awfully sorry.
Don't be afraid of him, Sir Lancelot. I've got a rope already. You killed 8 wedding guests and all.
Well, you see, the thing is, I thought your son was a lady.
I can understand that.
Hurry, Sir Lancelot! Hurry!
Shut up! You only killed the bride's father, that's all.
Well, I really didn't mean to.
Didn't mean to? You put your sword right through his head.
Oh, dear. Is he all right?
You even kicked the bride in the chest. It's going to cost me a fortune.
Well, I can explain. I was in the forest, riding north from Camelot, when I got this note.
Camelot? Are you from Camelot?
Hurry, Sir Lancelot!
I am a knight of King Arthur, sir.
Very nice castle, Camelot. Very good pig country.
Is it?
Worry, I am ready!
Would you like to come and have a drink?
Well, that's awfully nice of you.
I am ready!
I mean to be so understanding. Okay, when I'm in this idiom, I sometimes get a bit sort of carried away.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Now, this is the main hall. We're going to have all this knocked through and made into one big girl.
Oh, bloody hell.
Sorry, you see what I mean? I just get carried away. I'm really sorry. Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
He's killed the best man!
Hold it, please! This is Sir Lancelot from the court of Camelot. A very brave and influential knight. And my special guest here today.
Hello.
He killed my auntie!
Please! This is supposed to be a happy occasion. Let's not bicker and argue about who killed who. We are here today to witness the union of 2 young people in the joyful bond of holy wedlock. Unfortunately, one of them, my son Herbert, has just fallen to his death. But I don't want to think I've lost a son so much as gained a daughter. For, since the tragic death of her father...
He's not quite dead!
Since the near fatal wounding of her father...
He's getting better!
For, since her own father, who, when he seemed about to recover, suddenly felt the icy hand of death upon him...
He's died!
And I want his only daughter... to look upon me as her old dad in a very real and legally binding sense. And I feel sure that the merger of the union between the princess and the brave but dangerous Sir Lancelot of Camelot...
What?
Look! The dead prince!
He's not quite dead.
Oh, I feel much better.
You fell out of the cold tower, you creep!
No, I was saved at the last minute.
Ow!
Well, I'll tell you.
Not like that! Not like that! No! Stop it!
Quickly, sir! Come this way! No, it's not right for my idiom! I must take off!
Could somebody give me a push, please?
Old crow! Is
there anywhere in this town where we could buy a shrubbery?
Who sent you?
The knights who say ni.
Ah, no. Never, we have no shrubberies here.
If you do not tell us where we can buy a shrubbery, my friend and I will say... We will say... Ni.
Ah, do your worst.
Very well. If you will not assist us voluntarily... Ni!
No! Never! No shrubbery!
Ni!
No!
No, 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 it's not that. It's ni.
No.
No, no, ni. You're not doing it properly.
No.
Ni.
Ni.
Ni. That's it. That's it. You got it.
Ni.
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 Are you saying ni to that old woman?
Yes.
Oh, what sad times are these when passing ruffians can say ni at will to old ladies. There is a pestilence upon this land. Nothing is sacred. Even those who arrange and design shrubberies are under considerable economic stress at this period in history.
Did you say shrubberies?
Yes. Shrubberies are my trade. I am a shrubber. My name is Roger the Shrubber. I arrange, design, and sell shrubberies.
Ni!
No! No, 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 no! Oh, Knights of Ni, we have brought you your shrubbery. May we go now?
It is a good shrubbery. I like the laurels particularly. But there is one small problem.
What is that?
We are now no longer the knights who say Niki. We are now the knights who say Icky, 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 for Kang, Rumpoing. Therefore, we must give you a test.
What is this test, O knights of knights who till recently said Ni?
Firstly, you must find another shrubbery.
Not another shrubbery.
Then, when you have found the shrubbery, you must place it here beside this shrubbery, only slightly higher, so you get a two-level effect with a little path running down the middle. Then, when you have found the shrubbery, you must cut down the mightiest tree in the forest with a herring.
We shall do no such thing.
Oh, please.
Cut down a tree with a herring? It can't be done.
Don't say that word.
What word?
I cannot tell. Suffice to say, is one of the words the Knights of Neath cannot hear.
How can we not say the word if you don't tell us what it is? What is?
It was very far in life, not saying is.
What is? My age, it's Robin.
Packing it in and packing it up and sneaking away and buggering off and chickening out and pissing up all your spray. He is blowing in the sun.
Oh, Robin!
My liege, it's good to see you.
What is it, the word?
Oh, surely you've not given up your quest for the Holy Grail.
He is sneaking away and buggering off.
No, 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 far from it.
You said the word again.
I was looking for it. Here in this forest.
No, it is far from it.
Stop saying the word!
Stop it!
You said it again!
That's it!
I said it! Oh, I said it again! There it goes, that's it!
And so Arthur and Bedivere and Sir Robin set out on their search to find the enchanter of whom the old man had spoken in scene 24. Beyond the forest they met Lancelot and Galahad, and there was much rejoicing. In the frozen land of Nador, they were forced to eat Robin's minstrels. And there was much rejoicing. A year passed. Winter changed into spring.
Nice.
Spring changed into summer. Summer changed back into winter. And winter gave spring and summer a miss and went straight on into autumn. Until one day.
Right. Forward. What manner of man are you that can summon up fire without flint or tinder?
I'm an enchanter.
By what name are you known?
There are some who call me Tim.
Greetings, Tim the Enchanter.
Greetings, King Arthur.
You know my name?
I do. You seek the Holy Grail.
That is our quest. You know much that is hidden, though, Tim.
Quite.
Yes, we're looking for the Holy Grail. Our quest is to find the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Yes,
it is.
And so we're looking for it.
Yes,
we are.
We have been for some time.
Ages.
Anything that you could do to help would be very helpful. Look, can you tell us what... Fine. I don't want to waste any more of your time, but I don't suppose you could tell us where we might find
A what?
A
grail?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
Yes!
Thank you.
That's fine. Splendid.
You're a busy man.
Yes, I can help you find the Holy Grail.
To the north,
lies a cave. The cave of Caer Bannog, wherein, carved in mystic runes upon the very living rock, the last words of Ulfin Bedwyr of Reged make plain the last resting place of the most Holy Grail.
Where could we find this cave, O Tim?
Follow! But follow only if ye be men of valor. For the entrance to this cave is guarded by a creature so foul, so cruel, that no man yet has fought with it and lived. Bones of 450 men lie strewn about its lair. So, brave knights, if you do doubt your courage or your strength, come no further, for death awaits you all with nasty big pointy teeth.
What an eccentric performance.
Nervous, sire.
Then we best leave them here and carry on foot. Dismount!
Behold the cave of Caer Bannog.
Right. Keep me covered.
What with?
Just keep me covered.
Too late.
What?
There he is.
Where?
There.
What, behind the rabbit?
It is the rabbit.
You silly sod.
What?
It goes all worked up.
Well, that's no ordinary rabbit. Oh. That's the most foul, cruel and bad-tempered rodent you ever set eyes on.
You tit. I saw my arm and I was so scared.
Look, that rabbit's got a vicious streak a mile wide. It's a killer.
Get stuff.
It'll do you a treat, mate.
Oh, yeah? Manky Scots git.
I'm warning you.
What's he do? Nibble your bum?
He's got huge, sharp... he can leap about... Look at the bones!
Go on, boss. Chop his head off.
Right, silly little beater. One rabbit, two coming right up.
Look! Ah! Jesus Christ! I warned you.
I've done it again.
I warned you, but did you listen to me? Oh, no, you knew it all, didn't you? Oh, it's just a harmless little bunny, isn't it? Well, it's always the same. I always tell them,
up.
Do they listen to me?
Right.
Oh, no.
How many did we lose?
Gawain?
Hector and Bors, that's five.
Three, sir.
Three. So we better not risk another frontal assault. That rabbit's dynamite.
Would it help to confuse it if we ran away more?
Oh, shut up and go and change your armor.
Let us taunt it. It may become so cross that it will make a mistake.
Like what?
Well?
Have we got bows?
No.
We have the holy hand grenade.
Yes, of course. The holy hand grenade of Antioch. It is one of the sacred relics Brother Maynard carries with him. Brother Maynard, bring up the holy hand grenade.
Pia Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem. Pia Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem. Pia Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem. Pia Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem.
How does it, how does it work?
I know not, my liege.
Consult the Book of Armaments.
Armaments, chapter 2, verses 9 to 21.
And St. Attila raised the hand grenade up on high, saying, O Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thine enemies to tiny bits in thy mercy. And the Lord did grin, and the people did feast upon the lambs, and sloths, and carp, and anchovies, and orangutans, and breakfast cereals, and fruit bats, and large...
Give a bit, brother.
And the Lord spake, saying, First shalt thou take out the holy pin, then shalt thou count to three, no more, no less. Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three. Four shalt thou not count, neither count thou two, excepting that thou then proceed to three. Five is right out. Once the number three, being the third number, be reached, then lobbest thou thy holy hand grenade of Antioch towards thy foe, who, being naught in my sight, shall snuff it.
Amen.
Amen. Right. One, two, five.
Three, sir.
Three.
Is that?
Brother Maynard, you're our scholar.
It's Aramaic. Of course, Joseph of Arimathea.
Of course. What did it say?
It reads, Here may be found the last words of Joseph of Arimathea. He who is valiant and pure of spirit may find the Holy Grail in the castle of...
What?
The castle of...
What is dead?
He must have died while carving it.
Oh, come on.
Well, that's what it says.
Look, if he was dying, he wouldn't bother to carve arg. He'd just say it.
Well, that's what's carved in the rock.
Perhaps he was dictating.
Oh, shut up.
Well, does it say anything else?
No. Just
Do you suppose he meant the come on?
Where's that?
France, I think.
Isn't there a St. Ives in Cornwall?
Oh, that's in Ives.
Oh, yes. At the back of the throat.
No. In surprise and alarm.
Oh, you mean sort of
Yes, that's right.
My God! It's the legendary black beast of
Black Beast lunged forward. Escape for Arthur and his knights seemed hopeless. When suddenly, the animator suffered a fatal heart attack. The cartoon peril was no more. The quest for the Holy Grail could continue.
Of death.
Oh, great.
Look, there's the old man from scene 24.
What's he doing here?
He is the keeper of the Bridge of Death. He asks each traveler three questions. He who answers the three questions, may cross in safety.
What if you get a question wrong?
Then you are cast into the gorge of eternal peril.
Oh, wacko.
Who's going to answer the questions? Sir Robin.
Yes?
Brave Sir Robin, you go.
Hey, I've got a great idea. Why doesn't Lancelot go?
Yes, let me go, my liege. I will take it single-handed.
I shall make a feint for the North
Sea. No, hang on. Just answer the five questions.
Three questions
as best you can. And we shall watch and pray.
I understand, my liege.
Good luck, brave Sir Lancelot. God be with you.
Who would cross the Bridge of Death must answer me these questions, thee. The other side, he see.
Ask me the questions, Bridge Fever. I am not afraid.
What is your name?
My name is Sir Lancelot of Camelot.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Why, off you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's easy!
Stop! Who approaches the Bridge of Death must answer me these questions three. The other side, he see.
Ask me the questions, Bridgekeeper. I'm not afraid.
What is your name?
Sir Robin of Camelot.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
What is the capital of Assyria?
I don't know that.
Stop! What is your name?
Sir Galahad of Camelot.
What is your quest?
I seek the Grail.
What is your favorite color?
Blue. No, yes.
Stop! What is your name?
It is Arthur, King of the Britons.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
What do you mean? African or European swallow?
Huh? I don't know that.
Who didn't know so much about swallows?
Well, you have to know these things when you're a king, you know.
Your prince. I command you, in the name of the Knights of Camelot, to open the doors of this sacred castle to which God himself has guided us.
How you English say, one more time, Max. Unclog my nose in your direction, sons of a window dresser. So you think you can out-clever us French folk with your silly knees bent running about advancing behavior? I'll wave my private parts at your aunties, you cheesy lot of second-hand electric donkey-bottom biters.
In the name of the Lord, we demand entrance to this sacred castle.
No chance, English bedwetting types. I burst my pimples at you and call your door-opening request a chilly thing. You tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms.
If you do not open this door, we shall take this castle by force. In the name of God and the glory of our... That settles it.
Yes, we can't allow it this time and can't be approaching anymore. Or we fire arrows in the tops of your heads and make castanets out of your testicles already.
Walk away. Just ignore them.
No, remain gone.
legitimate face to bugger folk. And if you think you've got a nasty Conti this time, you ain't heard nothing yet. Gappy English tonight.
We shall attack at once.
Yes, my liege.
Stand by for attack. Today the blood of many a valiant knight shall be avenged. In the name of God, we shall not stop our fight till each one of you lies dead, and the Holy Grail returns to those whom God has chosen. John!
Thank you.